This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2369. Transition to the truth with these four English words. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When someone asks your opinion about something, you might want to say something positive, but then you add detail that might reveal the truth. Today, get the transition phrases that will help you do this for more connection.
Daredevil is born again on Disney Plus.
My name is Matthew Murdock. I'm a lawyer.
Exactly what kind of a lawyer are you?
A really good one.
Critics everywhere agree it's the best Marvel television series. Gritty, intense, and elevated. It's Daredevil at his best.
If you step out of line, I will be there.
Marvel Television's Daredevil, Born Again, now streaming only on Disney Plus.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Good, Lindsay. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. I mean, well, I was sick, but I still got some nice relaxing in.
Oh, okay. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. That was just for the simple, for our role play. I had a nice weekend, actually. Yeah.
Good. So today we are going to talk about how to elaborate when you are getting more detailed or telling the truth.
I'm excited about this because this is one of the key skills that I think our listeners at the B2 or even C1 level need to really become natural. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. So this is actually going to be, it's kind of a follow-up to episode 2350 of All Ears English. So you can check out that one. That was, it's a mixed bag, how to talk about variety in English.
Yes.
And we used this in a role play and realized it would be a very useful episode to dive in more on another area. So we're actually going to read the role play. This is from that 2350. So again, go ahead, listen to that one after this episode. And let's do what we did on that episode. So here we go.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And how do you like the area?
I like it. I mean, it varies. I like certain aspects, like the coffee shops, but there aren't many good restaurants here. Yeah, it's just so incredibly natural, Michelle, the way it's kind of a transition, right? Yeah.
It is. Right, exactly. It's a transition to the truth, basically. It gets more specific. To me, this is interesting because it expresses the truth, saying, I mean, right?
Yes,
because at first you said, oh, I like it. I mean, and you get more specific, you express the truth. And we decided that we wanted to do an episode about using words to elaborate, get more specific, say the truth.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is a follow-up to that one. And on this episode, we're going to focus on these tiny ways to change the tone or get more specific. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a really useful one. Again, a lot of times we don't think about these teeny tiny words, right? They can be very useful.
100%. So let's give our listeners some examples and then we'll see how it comes out in natural English. So here's one. I love my new computer. I mean, it was a little expensive, but it's great.
Okay.
So you're adding nuance, adding the truth. You're kind of annoyed that you paid so much, right?
Exactly. Or the new job is going really well. I mean, it could be better, but overall, I think it was a good switch.
Yeah. So, but you know what's interesting about this? This is reality. I mean, most people are never 100% satisfied with something, right? Most of the time, you're going to find something about a job, about a computer, about a new home, right? True. That's just not quite right. True. And we need language to be able to communicate that to be human,
Okay.
Right. And a lot of times, I guess, you know, this could be a cultural thing, but we start off with the good, right? We start, yes. Oh, everything's great, right?
And then, good point.
I mean, you're getting a little bit more of the real answer, but we have this tendency. It's like how, and when you say, how are you? Oh, good, good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. 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 No, that's a really good point. And this very much could be cultural. In some cultures, our listeners could actually just be going right into the thing that they don't like about it, because maybe that's the way things are presented, yeah, for better or for worse. Right.
Yeah.
Let's read one more example, Michelle.
Okay.
All right. So she's been really helpful. I mean, sometimes she has trouble getting here on time, so there is room for improvement. Yeah. Okay. So,
yeah.
Or it's like how they say that you should have the sandwich where it's like the
yes, the bread feedback sandwich,
the positive, and then the meat is kind of the negative, but then you have the bread on the other side, which is the positive.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Like, so you're starting out with, the broad statement, and then you're getting a little more specific. You're zeroing in on something that may not be so perfect, but I mean, yeah. Why is this helpful? We talked about, I said, zeroing in. What is that? That's a good bonus for today. What does it mean to zero in on something?
Yeah, that's a great bonus for today. So focus in, laser focus, right? You're going to zoom in, would be another way of saying that, on one specific thing. And I actually think that sometimes the other way this is used is we're thinking about the person. Like if you ask me about this new person at work, she's great. And then I say, there's a few more things that come to mind. And I mean, it's kind of time to think a little bit too.
It's a little bit. Yeah. It shows that you're actually thinking about what to say next. And you're kind of saying, wait a second.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it could be that something hadn't quite occurred to you yet, because overall you're happy with the person, but there are a few little things that come to mind as you're kind of opening up that inquiry. Right.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. As a busy entrepreneur, I need reliable team members who have specific skills. And when I'm hiring, I want qualified candidates applying for the job fast. One of the best things about Indeed is that it streamlines hiring to make it fast, because it allows you to look for very specific skills when you post your job. As we gear up to expand our team this spring, I plan to use Indeed. So if you're in charge of hiring at your company, stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. One more time, go to Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need. All right, Michelle. So there's other ways we can do this, and that we do this. We transition to the truth. I love the way you said that, Michelle. What would be one of them?
All right. One of them is, and let's take a minute just to let's go through these, and then let's talk about that intonation, because it's very important how we say these things. So, but well is very similar to I mean. So I'm feeling really good about our vacation plans. Well, just not really the cost.
The truth comes out.
Yes.
Right? Or the blue would be great here. Well, maybe it's too dark. Here I'm just thinking, I'm reconsidering, right? I'm reconsidering.
Kind of changing your mind, actually.
Yeah, changing my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I could use your help. Well, are you able to help, or would it be a waste of time? So again, getting a little bit more specific, saying this is a little bit different. I mean, you're saying the truth in this way of you've reconsidered, and you're saying, I just thought about it. You might not have the time.
Yeah. And what do we need to know about the intonation here, Michelle? Because it is important, right?
So with all of these, I would say it's this.
Yeah. Well, right? Yeah. Yeah.
You're sounding like kind of really confident in the first piece. Right. I'm feeling really good about our vacation plans. And you're saying you're ready to go. And then, well, you kind of take this little pause before. And mm-hmm. then, well, or I mean, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it's a lurch forward and then a pull back, right?
Yes. That's true. That's true. I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
So let's go over another one.
Okay. Actually is also, I'm sure our listeners have heard this being used in this way, but let's zoom in on this here. So I'm really comfortable. Actually, there's a bit of a chill in here. Can we turn up the heat a bit?
Right.
Okay. So yeah, this happens a lot, right? Sometimes you'll be at someone's home and they'll say, are you good? Are you warm enough? Oh yeah, I'm totally comfortable. Actually, there's a little bit of a breeze, right? Would you mind turning up the heat?
Okay. Right. Yeah, exactly. It might feel guilty asking sometimes.
Exactly. What else?
Okay. We had a good first date. Actually, there were some things that didn't go so well.
And people can lie to themselves in the dating world too, right? Sometimes, for sure. Gloss over things a little bit. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do one more that we can use. Okay.
Yeah, truthfully. So this one I would say is the least common of the group, but it's good to have in your back pocket. It's a bit more formal, right? Exactly. So he's having a great day. Truthfully, he did get upset right when his parents left, but he's okay now.
Hmm. Okay. So maybe the parents dropped him off at school. He's a little kid. Yeah. here we go. I'm exercising 5 times a week. Truthfully, 3 times a week.
That's funny. Yeah. Yep. All right. And, love that.
And another thing I want to point out is that we can sometimes combine these together. So sometimes they say things like, well, actually, we had a good first date. Well, actually, there were some things that didn't go too well.
Right. Or combining I mean and well. Here we go. He's a great student. I mean, well, I think we should discuss his reading level.
And you could have also said, well, I mean, right? Yeah, you could kind of play with these a little bit here. Yeah. Or you could do, well, truthfully. So I like my doctor. Well, truthfully, it takes a little long to get an appointment, but it's worth it.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, Michelle. That is really common to combine two of them, maybe because we need a little more time to present that downside. We feel a little maybe socially awkward or I don't know. I think it could be cultural, Michelle, as you mentioned. I think that's such a good point because we don't like to bring the bad news, right?
Yeah.
We want things to be rosy. So maybe we need two of these transition to the truth words.
Right.
To kind of delay, I don't know, or to think, to prepare the person for it. Yeah. Right. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So before we get into our role play for today, we want to say thank you so much to our reviewers.
Yes, we love reading your reviews. We have a 5-star review here from Aeson SA94 from Germany, originally from Iran, but now living in Germany on January 26th. So huge thank you to Aeson. We have a 5-star review from BB No Bread Borna from Canada on January 24th, and a 5-star review from Lily from South Korea on January 19th. Huge thank you to each of you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Guys, remember, if you haven't yet, please leave your review wherever you're listening to All Ears English. We do read them. We do love them. We are so thankful for them, and we will shout you out on a show.
Yeah, you got it. All right, great, Michelle. Let's go into our role play here, shall we?
All right. So here we are, friends, and you are asking for recommendations for a hairdresser.
All right. Here we go.
All right. So I really like Chelsea at Hair for Us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, she isn't the most chatty person, but she's really talented.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I hope she's at least friendly.
She's friendly. Well, actually, sometimes she gets frustrated, but still, it's worth it.
Okay. She sounds great. Truthfully, I'm a little worried about some of what you said.
I'd still go for it.
Okay. Are you the kind of person that wants a stylist?
Yeah, I was going to ask you the same question. I'm good either way. I think I like to chat. I like to chat. What about you?
Yeah. Well, obviously for me, I'd rather have a good stylist, right? So I had I had a really good stylist in Brooklyn, and I was so sad when I moved to Boston from New York. I actually was going down to New York to get my haircut because I did not want to leave her. But she wasn't chatty at all, but she was great. Just really talented. Yep. Right. I'd rather have that than someone who's average and chats the whole time. Totally right. I want them to focus on the hair, you know?
Totally agree.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting with like a hairstylist, people can have those relationships for years and years, have the same person do their hair.
It's really interesting. It's really interesting. Yeah. All right. So here we have some great examples of transitioning to the truth, right? So first, you said, I really like Chelsea at Hair for Us. And I said, oh yeah. And you said, yeah, I mean, she isn't the most chatty person. So here comes the downside, the truth, right?
Right. And for you, it might not be a bad thing. But so maybe for me, I feel like maybe I'd like her to talk a little bit more. So I'm posing it as a negative thing.
Yes, exactly. Then what did you use here?
So then what you said, that's okay. Well, I hope she's at least friendly. So you're saying, oh, that's fine. And then you're thinking, well, actually, I don't, you know, is she nice?
And it's getting even worse here, right? Yeah. She's friendly. Oh, well, actually, she sometimes gets frustrated, but still, it's worth it, right? Okay.
And then you said, okay, she sounds great. You said, truthfully, I'm a little worried about some of what you said.
So funny. This conversation's hilarious, right? We're so positive at the beginning. We're trying to keep this nice vibe going between us, and we're trying to be positive about the hairstylist, but she's actually kind of mean.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, it's funny. All right. So this is very real too, right? This is real English. This is what native speakers do. And I think I just want to make sure this episode is highlighted as one of the more important episodes of the month, probably, because this is what we do. And so this is the gap to become more natural in your conversations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This is going to be very, very helpful. And again, could be very cultural, but you're going to hear it. And now when you hear it, you're going to know, oh, okay, that person's getting a little more specific. Maybe getting, you know, down to the truth. So definitely good to know these and to give these a try yourself.
You got it. All right, Michelle. That kind of is the takeaway. Yep. Go and listen to this episode again, because it might be the most useful episode of the last couple of weeks, right? This is the one that's going to give you that missing piece in your English. I love it. So good, Michelle. You have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You too, Lindsay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Después de los devastadores incendios forestales de Los Ángeles, hemos visto la avalancha de fuerza y resiliencia de comunidades en todo el estado de California. Vecinos que ayudan a vecinos, organizaciones que brindan recursos esenciales y socorristas que salvan vidas. A través de esta tragedia, debemos aferrarnos a las conexiones personales que tienen el poder de hacernos avanzar. La Línea de Apoyo Emocional de California está integrada por personas reales con experiencias vividas de forma real. Eso significa que nuestros compañeros consejeros siempre serán alguien que haya pasado por sus propios altibajos en la recuperación de su salud mental. Si se siente ansioso, deprimido o solo, llámenos. Envíenos un mensaje de texto o un chat de web en cualquier momento al 855-600-WARM. Eso es 855-600-9276 para hablar con un consejero de pares para obtener apoyo emocional las 24 horas del día, los 7 días a la semana. Obtenga más información sobre la Línea de Apoyo Emocional de California en mentalhealthsf.org/warm-line.